All right, 10 minutes gone past the hour of 4. It's time for us to push the conversation further. I am Kala Dakaru Batabo. You're listening to Ad Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And right now, we're about to have a very interesting conversation. You would remember, or you would recall, that the governorship election in Rivers State is on the 11th of March, about 18-19 days away, if I did my maths correctly. And a lot of people, 18 in number, are vying for the breakouts, you know, the position of the governor. And it's interesting. It's very interesting, the caliber of people that we've seen. And I've listened to some of them, or to most of them, and I do feel like, I mean, it's really going to be an interesting race come 11th of March 2023. Yesterday, there was a debate, the third edition of the Rivers debate held yesterday. And two candidates were not present. Two of the candidates were not present yesterday. One is the candidate of Accord Party, Chief Dumolulu Briggs. The other is Sir Siminalayi Fubara, who was also absent yesterday. So I'm going to have a guest on the show via the phone. I'm going to have the former House of Reps member for Port Harcourt constituency. I think it was two. I'm talking about Honorable Igor Aguma. He's currently a member of the People's Democratic Party. And I'm very much interested. I'm very much interested in finding out why. Because I've noticed that when the PDP is campaigning, especially Rivers PDP, because, you know, they are somewhat disjointed now. The PDP in Rivers State is saying it will not support the presidential ambition of Atiku Abubakar. So there is a little bit of a row between the national and the PDP in the state. Some of you already know that. However, whenever the PDP in Rivers State is going for campaigns or is trying to campaign, the person who speaks the most is the governor of Rivers State. I might be wrong, and that's why I want to talk to a member of the PDP. What we get here is the governor of Rivers State, but then the PDP Guba candidate is either saying stuff like, I'm going to consolidate on what the governor, the current governor, has done, or you know, he's saying vote for me, vote for the other PDP candidates in the state. Yesterday, for a lot of us who are stakeholders in Rivers State, I mean, I'm a Rivers indigene. I live, work, and I was born, and I'm from, you know, Rivers State, so I can dare say I am a stakeholder. So for many Rivers stakeholders in the business sector, in the educational sector, in various sectors who were present there, over 300 professional bodies were present there, or were represented there. We were eager to hear from some of these candidates, or all of these candidates, including the candidate of the PDP. I do not know if I'm speaking your mind. So I want to believe there is a campaign strategy of the PDP, and, you know, don't talk too much so they don't copy your manifesto. I don't know, maybe that's it. Do not just, you know, interact with the people, talk to them little, don't say much. Or, you know, don't even say anything. Or do you think maybe he has said enough, you know, in some of the campaigns, and has decided not to say much anymore? I do not know. But I'm wondering why the PDP in Rivers State has decided to use that, you know, system or that strategy. So I have Honorable Igor Aguma on the line. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How do you do?
I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing great as well.
Yeah, well, I'm prepared for something.
All right, you're all prepared for Saturday. I like that. All right, so welcome. Now, I do remember up until 2021, I believe it was, you were in the APC. And there was this court order at the time stopping you from being the interim chairman of the party, APC. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going somewhere. I also remember that in that time, you were saying that everybody, every member of that party, which you no longer belong to, that's the APC, you know, were supposed to have freedom of speech and freedom of association and freedom, you know, to be a member of the party. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Totally correct.
Now, let's come to the PDP, which you are now a member of and have been a member of for a while now. We barely hear the current Guba candidate speak. As a matter of fact, I was saying before, you know, we connected back online, that we were expecting, you know, the Guba candidate of the PDP to be present at the Rivers debate yesterday. Do you think, or would you say, there is freedom of speech and association and freedom of expression in the PDP, which you are a member?
Totally, totally. And what has even brought PDP nationally to question has been the issue of equity, freedom of speech,
all right,
freedom of association,
all right,
obeying the constitution of the country and of the party.
Mm.
Yes. And then let me go back to what you said. We have had gubernatorial campaign rallies in 23 local government areas,
okay,
and 3 senatorial districts of River State.
All right.
In these 23 local government areas, virtually all of them were covered live. They were virtually covered live. And at least 2 stations and at most 4 television stations covered all these campaign rallies. And in each and every one of them, except in the senatorial rallies, where the Guba candidate could only be at one, that's the senatorial district, Guba candidate spoke to River State on live TV, widely reported. First, we say, and he said, that his vision is to consolidate on the achievement of our current governor who is outgoing. That is the message, and it's not debatable. You can come up with your own ideas of what you want to do differently. But he has said that it is going to consolidate on peace and security, economic growth, infrastructural growth, empowerment. Those are the issues he has raised everywhere in all 23 local government areas. And he has said, I will consolidate on what is already being achieved by this current administration. As I speak to you, a road is being flagged up again.
Can I come in now? Now you've just spoken my mind. I mean, I've gone through a lot of the campaigns done by the Rivers PDP, and you know, if the candidate, the Guba candidate, is not talking about consolidation, like I said before, you connected, he's talking about how, you know, the people in that LGA or that ward or, you know, that community should vote, you know, for the PDP candidates in the state and, you know, the National Assembly candidates. Now, the question I have is, when you say consolidate, would you not tell the people how you intend to consolidate? Because whether you agree or not, there can be bad consolidation and good consolidation.
I'll tell you. This is a message of consolidation and continuity.
That's the thing. You're speaking on his behalf now. All right.
We have what is called the New Rivers Vision.
All right.
And the New Rivers Vision, we also have the accomplishment. It's a compendium. It was the book was launched. It was a compendium of what has been achieved thus far and what is outstanding along the lines of the New Rivers Vision. The New Rivers Vision is one of the most popular acronyms in Rivers City. So for me, it is people who want to come and do things differently from what is being done right now that have all to say. He does not need to stand on a podium with people that have not taken their message to the various local government areas. Doesn't need to stand on it. He has taken the message directly to the people, and that is what matters. There are no new grounds to cover. He has covered. There are no new grounds to cover. He has taken the message down to the people. So, and they have heard him. And I can tell you, take it to the bank. 11th of March.
We're not talking about that now. We're not campaigning just yet. But before we even get to the debate, right? You see, we've had other states like Lagos, for instance, who have been talking continuity for different election years. We've also had the APC currently talk about continuity. Tinubu saying he will continue what President Buhari has done. Now, like I said, if you look at these campaigns of these people who have talked continuity in the past and currently, they still tell you, oh, okay, this is where XYZ governor, XYZ president stopped. This is where I will take off from and this is where I will go. This is what I will do. This is how I will do what I will do. This is why.
My dear.
Okay.
Our message is simple.
Mm.
We have a development plan, which is the New Rivers Vision. It's a development plan. It's a documented plan. And that is, we are not deviating from it. And that is what we have told people. We have achieved peace. He has said it. We have achieved peace. We will deepen the peace, sustain the peace, and grow the peace. Because without a peace, we cannot have economic growth. And we are experiencing good economic growth right now in Rivers State. Everybody knows that because there is peace. And when you come and look at the debates that have been, I was opportunity to look at some clips of this. Why do you go and debate with the uninformed?
Okay.
Somebody says, I will bring the monorail down to the road. What is the essence of monorail? Mass movement. Just on Avaro, the mere fact that we had flyovers at the junction has gone to let us know.
All right, I have to pause you now. We have to go for a quick break. When I come back, we'll continue the conversation. All right, welcome back. Our guest is still on the line. I have Honorable Igwe Aguma on the line. He's a former House of Reps member and currently a PDP member. And we're looking at, if the PDP Guba candidate has spoken enough to Rivers people. And my guest and I have been talking about it, debating about it. And he's saying that the PDP already has, a track record, and the Guba candidate for the party is only going to consolidate the party. And I'm arguing that if he's going to consolidate on that, how is he going to consolidate? All right, welcome back, Honorable Iguma.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you this question quickly. Now, if someone is applying for a job, the person goes to the institution and there is an interview, and then the person explains how the person is going to fit in that role. You've talked about consolidation, and you've explained, to a reasonable extent what consolidation means. Could that have been done by the Guba candidate? That's the question I've been trying to ask.
Using your analogy, unfortunately, one of the greatest scholars in management, Peter Drucker, has always maintained that succession is an integral part of good leadership.
Okay.
Your successor keys into your vision. your successor is somebody, the mode of succession here now is democracy. And who, what is that? What is, if it's not the normal job interview, application, this is that. Let me tell you, politics is a game of competing opinions and ways to achieve a particular goal. And we in the PDP River State have come up with the new river vision, which we have practicalized. And it is seen, I will give you an example, that before there was no feasibility done before the monorail issue. All we saw was a lot of traffic on our road, and we needed monorail as a solution to it. A very expensive solution to it. But we have come to see, with a study, which was now developed into the new river vision, just remove putting flyovers at the key junction has made it now possible to fly from government house gate to Shell in less than 7 minutes. And somebody is still telling me that I want to bring the monorail down.
That's not the focus.
I'm just giving an example of the reason why we are not competing on ideas on the same level playing field. We have said, we have told reverse people, this is already what we have done. We are going to do more flyovers. There are more to be done. And we are also going to project where is population moving to. Like I was listening, there was an advert on plots of land going at Iboeche. Many people know that for many years, as close as Iboeche has been to Port Harcourt. So the land has, there was a strong development. All of a sudden, there is a movement of population towards that area now because of new river vision, road construction, to dualization at some point, and then coming back to be a one-lane road into Iboeche.
But you see, that's also what I
people, when we went to Iboeche and Obiakpo, we told Obiakpo people that this is what we are going to do if we win. And the man said it, which is bad.
Okay.
And he said it, which is bad in Iboeche also. We're taking our message to the grassroots.
So you are saying in essence that he doesn't have to speak anymore to the people. Is that what he has spoken already?
I want to ask you, how many people tuned into
I have not gotten to the debate yet.
Okay.
You've just pointed places where he spoke. You said he spoke in Iche, he spoke in Ikwerre.
He spoke in the 23 local government.
But I've watched some of the videos where he spoke. He only talked about consolidation, and that's the point I've been trying to put across to you.
I want to let you know something. Consolidation. What are you consolidating? The new river vision. What are you continuing? The new river vision.
Okay.
Has it failed? If you are not to come up with your ideas, if you are the one now wanting to take over from us, to come out and tell us how the new river vision has failed.
Okay. So now let's get to the debate. Earlier you said that politics or election is a competition of individuals, possibly politicians, who are attempting to achieve a particular goal, a competition to achieve a particular goal.
That means,
yes. So that means there must be one winner and several losers.
At the end.
Yes, thank you very much. The debate is also a competition of some, I don't know how you say it. It's also a competition of some sorts where people come and compete with their ideas. And like I earlier made reference to, or I used the example, it's you asking the people, the Rivers people, to implore you into the office of the governor. You were saying how many people tuned in, into that Rivers debate, was it yesterday? Yes.
As compared with how many people heard the messages at the various rallies.
Now, I was going to go to my question now. Would you say, given by what you just said just now, would you say that it was everybody in the various LGAs that came out when the PDP went for that rally? But that's not the point.
Don't forget what I told you.
Okay.
Don't forget what I told you.
All right.
I told you from the standpoint that every rally we have had the opportunity of very wide, massive media coverage.
Mm.
There are 23 of them, plus 3. That's 26 in all. I told you, a minimum of 2 and a maximum of, I'm just doing television alone, minimum of 2, maximum of 3. Is this social media? Is it radio?
But that was the same thing that was the same thing for the debate. And that's the point I've been trying to make.
I'm coming. So the law recognizes that. I will take advantage during the time for electioneering to do my rally.
Okay.
And I am the one to choose. If I'm running an election, I'll choose my best fit for my program, for my path to victory.
So the question I want to ask is this then. Are you saying the debate was not important? And in future occurrences, not important?
Like I told you, why would I be debating with somebody? I just gave you one example. Why would I be debating with somebody who has not told me that the flyover that were built and abandoned are wrong? Why? So why we have other things to do? This election period is very different to. You have to go out and bring out the vote. I'll not waste my time if I know that I'm not going to get any productive mileage from an activity when I know that I have already done enough along those lines of reaching out to the people. This is our time to plan my election.
Are you saying in other elections that the politicians were not going out to get the votes? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that. Of course, you must. If you don't go and get out, if you don't mobilize your people to come out and vote on election day, they will be playing football and you lose the election.
Mm.
You must go out and mobilize your people to come out and vote. And then you too, as somebody who won an election, you have also put in designed your own program on how you intend to do that. So, my dear, debate or no debate. Who will do debate for Nigeria? Who will help? So all those things are not about a campaign of help. I'm telling you that. There's no good.
Let me agree. Assuming I agree with you, it's not that I am agreeing, but assuming I agree with you that some of the people who went for that debate were not as informed as your candidate, was it not a good platform? Was it not a good avenue to come out and show the superiority of the ideas your Guba candidate has on that day?
My dear, for me, in all honesty, why would I be going on a debate with somebody who has not come out to the free local government area to talk to people? You want to come and argue with me? And focus on my message to the voters. And focus on my message that I'm giving to them. That is my message. I'm coming out to consolidate on a documented development plan. Which is the new revised vision. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm focused on it.
All right.
To come and argue. We'll start talking of when did RSSDA fail. RSSDA failed in the last administration. Who does not know that?
All right.
And then they stop paying their workers.
Okay, so
I'm. We don't need to be talking about that. What we're focused on now is we are not talking about the past. We are not arguing about which is better. Let the electorate come and tell us what we are consolidating on and what we want to continue, whether it is good for them. If it is good, if you wrote if the development in the health sector, education sector, infrastructure, security sector, if they are all good, then we are continuing with the
post for us. Okay, so let's quickly open the phone line and listen to some of Rivers' people who are currently tuned into the program right now. And let's see what they think about what you and I are discussing. If you're listening, the question I want to ask you, would you like to hear more from the PDP Guba candidate? Or do you think, like, you know, our guest is saying over the phone, that he has spoken enough and you've heard enough, and, you know, there's nothing he has not already said that he would say in the future? The number to call, 0700-923-0923. You wanted to say something?
I want to let you know.
Mm.
What I'm saying is that we will continue to talk to the people directly into the election. I did not say he has spoken enough.
No, but even
directly to the people, we don't consider the debate as a major platform for us. Because it's in our plan.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to open the phone line now so we can. So you just heard him. He's saying that he will continue to talk to the people. So I'm going to rephrase my question then. For those of you who have attended the rallies, do you think that the PDP Guba candidate, you know, spoke what, you know, you wanted to hear, or what you would have loved to hear, or if he spoke enough? I guess that's a better question. You prefer that question now. Okay. All right then, fine. All right, so 0700-923-0923 for WhatsApp messages, Telegram messages, and text messages. Send them to the number 0809-030-6416. Remember, I have Honorable Igwe Aguma on the line, and we are discussing if the PDP Guba candidate should have been in that Rivers debate yesterday, and if he has spoken enough at the rallies. All right, let's take our first call. Let's see. All right, I missed that one. Please do call back, 0700-923-0923. Remember, we're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is the handle. All right, I'm taking this call now. 92.3.
Yeah, 92.3, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
My name is Opunabo, calling from Abunima.
All right, Opunabo, welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to your program and I so much enjoy your program. I have so much interest in your program.
All right, so just go straight to the
my
point then.
My question goes this way.
Okay.
Is it necessary for a gubernatorial candidate of a particular party to come out to explain what he has for the people and what he has to do for the people, like every other candidate in every party has done? Like yesterday, I was listening for at your station for the for the debate.
Okay.
I was listening. I find out that there are some candidates who are.
All right. I guess the network was not really clear. I couldn't make out what you were trying to say. But you want to say something?
No. Is it necessary for a Guba candidate to come out to a debate and talk to that he was listening? And talk to people that he was listening. He was one of the listeners to the debate.
Mm.
And that he found out that some Guba candidates were not there. My dear, I'll just let you know that a few days ago, the same Guba candidate was at Abonima and was received by a mammoth crowd with a live coverage with television, social media, the same media you're talking about, all present, and he spoke to Abonima. And he said he said he was going to start the phase two of the Calabari Limpo.
Right.
That's the message.
Mm. Okay.
He said he was going to consolidate on the peace and security thus far that has come into the place. That's the message.
All right.
So I think we are open to many platforms. But if unfortunately, what if tomorrow there is another debate and they attend? That means it's a program and not time to attend. So for me, hello, are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you loud and clear. Okay. Go ahead.
For me, I believe that it is neither here nor there.
Okay. All right, so let's take some more calls. Now.
Okay.
Let's take some more calls. First of all, let me read this message. Let's see. Okay. All right. I have you need to make sure your comments are airworthy.
Hello,
on airworthy.
All
right. Good evening to you.
My name is Muriel. That's Okrika Woman.
All right, Okrika Woman, welcome.
Thank you, Kalada. You see, Kalada, in as much as I love debate, because it's the only avenue where electorates and the intending candidates can interface and we can ask questions, but we cannot rely on the community that comes from those places.
All right.
And the people that speak the best grammar there, most times, are not the best when they come out and when they finally emerge. Look at Wike, our president, our current governor. Trust me, Wike might not be as fluent when it comes to grammar compared to other governors, but look at his performance. So we cannot equate grammar or your ability to answer questions to your performance. I love debate, good. At least the I love and I also absolutely love the PDP gubernatorial candidate, because I just like his person. When I look at him, one or few times I've seen him talk, I just like his person. But he would have come if he had the time to just
outside the debate. Okrika Woman, like you said, he has said. Can you hear me? You've said he has spoken one or two things, a few things, outside the debates now. Would you say he has passed the right message to you as a voter?
Absolutely, Kelly.
Kalada.
Kalada, thank you. He has. I don't need any person that anybody that talks too much. Most of the people that talk too much are people that don't even, they forget what they say. So just give me one or two things that you can do and let me bank on it. Don't give me too much grammar. 1 out of 10. What can you do? He has said it all. I don't like people that talk much. Tell me what you can do and let me hold one or two in my hand and watch.
All right.
I think he's good to go.
All right, then. All right. Thank you very much, Okrika Woman there. 92.3. Hello.
Hello, Kalada.
Yes, good evening. It's evening now. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
What's
can I hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, in regards to...
What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
I am Miadi.
All right.
Yeah, Miadi. In regards to your question, I sometimes believe avenues for debate definitely are an avenue for those maybe that are not a political party member that would have attended the campaign or rally of that political party, for them to must have called also and impute by questioning the candidate. And I've heard the Honorable on air speaking. I think everything he has been saying is very good, but the candidate in question should have been in best position to give Rivers people his word. Consolidation, yes. I think consolidation is a natural thing. Government is supposed to be continuity. But somebody coming to tell us that he has given his word in the process of going for campaign all through the 23 LGAs and the 3 senatorial districts, he should have been in the best position to come to tell us. Not Honorable coming to speak. It's not Honorable is like representing him. No. As of now, the past people, we believe the person in question should be the one giving us his word. So that tomorrow, nobody will come to tell me he was not the person that said it, unlike our governor is saying, that he will tell us who to vote, that this person will come to tell us. It's like we are working as in indirectly. So
all right.
I believe the governorship aspirant Sir Simfuba should be in position to come to counter on his consolidation agenda. Let him be the first.
That is for grammar. People who are not attending rallies.
They have been speaking grammar.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I get your point.
If I can react quickly. First and foremost, I am not representing the governorship
candidate,
the governor in waiting, similar to Gala. I'm not representing him. I'm a member of the party who are keyed into his vision, who knows a lot about our campaign strategy and plan. And as I said, I gave you an example. If he had told me where he was, if I knew where he was calling from, I'd have told him the message that was passed there. Like the person from Abonima called. I told him that we are going to consolidate on the Trans-Calabar road project phase two. We'll consolidate on it. The phase one is there. We have connected how many communities thus far? Over 17. We consolidate on it to start the phase two. So if you know where you come from, I tell you the message that we are taking the messages directly to the people to say, this is what you have done here. This is what you have done here. I will do this in continuation of what you have done here. All that message has been passed down. And there is those who are documenting, journalists that have been moving around, would have had a compendium by now of the consolidation agenda of the PDP governorship.
But I do think what the last caller was trying to say. No. What he was trying to say, that for non-partisan members of society who don't attend political rallies, it would have been a great avenue for them to have listened. I'm talking about the debate.
In political rallies, if the focus of your communication in any political rally is for those who attend the rally, then there will be no need for media broadcast of it. The media broadcast is to take the message of that rally to non-PDP members. So PDP members who are passing to the general public also, even at the national level. That is the essence of the media coverage of the rally.
All right.
And the media coverage of the rally is deep. It's very deep. And why?
But you would also remember that as much as you would want to argue this, the governor himself, although he did not attend in 2019, attended the debates for the 2015 election.
But the strategy at that time.
Okay, so the strategy has changed. But that's the much that we can take. That's the much that we can thank you very much for your time.
Thank
it was
very
a very interactive
thank
session.
You.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Do have a good evening. Bye-bye. All right, so that was Honorable Igwe Aguma, a former House of Reps member, and we're talking on whether the PDP Guba candidate should speak more to the people.